This podcast is sponsored by nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Hey, here we are, episode 93. Seems like I just started this recently, but no, it's been a while. Many times that I'm working with leaders and their teams, there's a confusion around what's secret and what's confidential, and what do those terms actually mean? So we create some anxiety in the culture because we confuse those. We keep secrets, and it complicates things. So let me share what I know about the difference between what's secret and what's confidential. Secret is withholding information, usually for power. Confidential means that it's privileged information. Knowing the difference can separate good leadership from bad. In my little book, Creating Healthy Teams, I define the elements of conflict, and I provide descriptions, preventions, prescriptions for conflict. It's really evident how much the element of keeping secrets impacts the culture. In human emotional systems, everyone is connected formally and or informally. How we interact defines the outcomes of how we work together. Secrets are like gossip. The secret discussions get distorted, and nobody in the group feels like they have the right or permission to intervene until the situation becomes toxic. And then, most likely, it's too late and relationships have been damaged. There's a game that people play when a person whispers a secret to the next person who relays it, the secret, to the next person in line. Others pass the secret down the line, and the final person shares what they heard from the previous person. They share it with the group, and it's usually a surprise. After hearing what the first person shared, the group is amazed how the message got distorted in the process of relaying the message secretly. This shows how information is distorted when we share it secretly. Secrets are toxic and are about holding and using power. Confidential information is privileged information held closely within the leadership container, the top leadership container. There's an emphatic difference. There's a clarity in knowing what the difference is. Knowing the difference is a leadership skill. Teaching the differences to those who lead impacts the health of the group and the overall organization. Here are four tips for dealing with secrets. Number one is assumption. Do not assume or let others assume that the conversation is confidential unless there's an express agreement ahead of time. Many times those wielding power relay a message and then they say, oh, this is confidential. To agree to those terms after the fact means that the person sharing the secret has just held you hostage by providing you with negative information with no way to deal with it or attempt to resolve it. Do not buy into these kinds of assumptions. Be clear and have clear guiding principles about how to respond to this situation. Not being held hostage by insisting on accountability and transparency is the best way to diffuse this toxic behavior. Number two, buy-in. By listening to the entire message, when it is clear that the person delivering the message is just complaining and spreading negative energy, you are, in fact, and perception, buying into their message. Listening is a form of loving and relationship building, but only when the message is appropriate and not creating a negative power position in a triangle. Once you determine the negative nature of the message, declare that you will not keep it secret and attempt to connect the person to someone who is appropriate for receiving that message. Undo this triangle by connecting the others in the triangle or the other person in the triangle so a meaningful conversation can take place. Number three, model. People whom you lead will follow your example. If you spread secrets, then you're saying, it's all right to do this. Model excellence, model high functioning, model transparency and honesty, model directness. The leader impacts the behavior and functioning of everyone in the system with their functioning. If something is wrong with the culture, then look into the mirror and see if you can find the cause. Number four, act. At the first indication of conflict because of the spreading of secrets, intervene with the process gently. Ask for transparency. Connect the various parts of the triangle or overlapping triangles. Sometimes there's multiple triangles and they overlap. Triangles are the basic building block of human relationships. There's three of us in this relationship. And they're not bad or good, but we can make them bad or good. So stay calm. Speak directly to the issues. Stay away from accusations. Use I language rather than what seems accusatory by using you. Use information you have observed and do not interpret for others who are not present. This modeling impacts the functioning of others. Act at the first appropriate opportunity. If you wait, the situation only gets worse. A minor problem can create a nuclear disturbance if left untended. Do it now. Later might be too late. Transparency is a leadership skill. Create transparency in your culture by being transparent. This is Hugh Ballew. Go to HughBallewPodcast.com. Let's have a conversation, comment on this. Subscribe to Nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine by going to nonprofitperformance.org. nonprofitperformance.org. You'll find some really, really helpful articles. It's not a collection of advertorials or sales pitches. It is hard content that you will appreciate. This is Hugh Ballew. I hope this has been helpful.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.